believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Just be ready, be coming, let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Just be ready, be coming, let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters. Worship his name. Adore him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters. Worship his name. Adore him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters. Worship his name. Adore him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus,
just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise. Just to know thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove the more and more. Jesus, 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 precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him over and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin itself to cease, just from Jesus simply take life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. In that beautiful city, that pearly white city, I'm a longing to be, yes, I'm longing to be, to live there forever, forever and ever, with Jesus who died for me. Where none will be weary, downhearted or drear, none will be lonesome, I know. Yes, I'm dreaming again, yes, I'm dreaming today of the beautiful city of gold.
In the
beautiful land where it's always springtime and the flowers bloom all and known. Where the harp always singing with music sublime, at the sing round of that beautiful throne. And that beautiful city, that pearly white city, I'm longing to be, yes, I'm longing to be, to live there forever, forever and ever, with Jesus died for me. Where none will be weary, downhearted or drear, and none will be lonesome,
will be lonesome, I know. I'm
dreaming again, yes, I'm dreaming today of the beautiful city of gold. Where the sun never rises from the heavenly sky, and you hear not a thunder roll, and burning tears roll not from their eyes, as you weep not round that blissful shore. In that beautiful city, that pearly white city, I'm longing to be, yes, I'm longing to be, to live there forever, forever and ever, with Jesus who died for me. Where none will be weary, downhearted or dreary, where none will be lonesome, I know. If I'm dreaming again, yes, I'm dreaming today of the beautiful city of gold.
Where the storm never rises
from the heavenly sky, and you hear not a thunder roll, the burning tears roll not from their eyes, after we've not round that blissful shore, in that beautiful city, that pearly white city, I'm longing to be, yes, I'm longing to be, to live there forever, forever and ever, with Jesus who died for me. Where none will be weary, downhearted or dreary, none will be lonesome, will be lonesome, I know. I'm dreaming again, yes, I'm dreaming today of the beautiful city of God.
There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's name,
and sinner plucked beneath that flood lose all their guilty sins, lose all their guilty sins, lose all their guilty sins. And sinner plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty sins. The dying feet rejoice to see that fountain in his day. And there may I go by the sea, wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, and there may I go by the sea, wash all my sins away. Dear dying man, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ends of the church of God be safe to sin no more. Be safe to sin no more. Be safe to sin no more. Till all the ends of the church of God be safe to sin no more. Ere sins my faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinner plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stain, and sinner's blood beneath the blood lose all their guilty stains. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory. continue on that subject we're on. Matthew 7, verse 15. Watch out for false prophets. Well, we're bringing it in today's language. Because there are millions of different religions out there. Call them gods, you can call them whatever. Watch out for false religions. Watch out for false gods. Watch out for false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're voracious wolves. Very, very ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit. Grapes are not gathered from thorns, fixed from thistles. Are they? But the same way, every good tree bears good fruit. Just that simple. But the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree is not able to bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree to bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown down into the fire. So then you will recognize them by their fruits. And I tell you, you really gotta, nowadays, you really gotta analyze everything. Mm-hmm. They read this modern Christianity, charismatic stuff. It really knows how to hide their fruits. If you're not spiritually awake, if you're not aware of what's been going on in your surroundings, you're kind of lulled to sleep in that system. And for some reason or another, the Lord, we found grace in the eyes of God, and we saw through that Hutterite religion. It's all it is a religion, mm-hmm. but it's hiding behind a cloak of self-righteousness, and it's pretty hard to detect. And when we come along and we tell them these things that we're saying, talking about, then they think we're crazy. How dare you say anything bad about these holy people? Well, we're just doing what the Lord put on our hearts to do. We're just exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. But because here in these closing days of time, God's going to take the reps off. You're going to be able to see the spiritual wickedness in high places. And we're just taking it off because we look at the fruits. I look at the fruits of that Hutterite thing. What are the fruits? Absolutely no Christianity or whatsoever, no matter whether it's the Gibb or the Oilers. When we bought this place here, the Lord gave us this place because He woke me up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And it was like, I told you before, like a missile. I was on the west end of town. I had a trailer over there, and then I was up at 5 in the morning. I saw this missile shooting here towards the east end of town. Well, next day, in the morning, I got up and drove down here about where I figured that missile was landing. And here, there was a for sale sign right here in the front yard. So I called you and see if you wanted to buy it and on. And then before the day was over, we pretty much had it bought. But see, it was all the Lord giving us this place here. And I found out here in the front yard, there's a big tree. And it's one evergreen tree, but 15 feet up, it splits up and goes into two trees. And I didn't notice that until I started to expose these Hutterite, the Gibbs and these Oilers thing. And halfway up, there's your Gibb and there's your Oiler. The Lord already knew what He's going to have us exposing, you know. He's going to have us talking about these things. And they're all out of the same root. When push comes to shove, when it comes to terrorizing Christians and persecuting Christians or keeping the truth away from them, they're both in the same boat. They're both mm-hmm. pulling out of the same root. And they're both demonic. And I'm not saying, I'm not talking about there's people in there. They would love to have what you and I are having. Mm-hmm. I know my grandfather. He was always rocking that boat as much as he could. He would have loved to have what you and I have. And same with my dad. They were always searching for more. But see, they were locked into that prison. They were on this roller coaster, on this mm-hmm. cage, and squirreling that cage. They couldn't get out. The minute they resigned from their job, they go into the Auschwitz rigmarole. Oh, they were between the rock and the hard place.
That's right.
But I'm thinking about that today. They would have just loved to have what we're having here. But I guess they were not willing to pay the price. It was out there back in the days of my grandfather. Brother Brennan was on the height of his ministry back in the 60s. And all he would have had to do, I don't know. I guess it was not meant for that generation. It was not meant for him to just go out there and no man's land, nothing, nowhere to go. The Lord would have supplied his need, but God did not require of them, neither did he require it of my dad. My dad would have loved to have what you and I are having, but he was locked up in that prison. And I was locked up in that prison too until the Lord began to deal with me. Woke me up in the morning, saying, I'm coming soon. And he told me to seek the Lord while he may be found. And he put me on a journey. And I got out of that cage. I was terminated. And the best thing that they could have done to me was terminate me, because that put me to be in touch with the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And see, then, as soon as I found out about it, I went back and told them about it. And the first thing they did, you got till sundown to get out of here. I was thinking the other day how wonderful it would have been if they would open up their PA system and put the ministry of Brother Branham on there and Brother Jackson. And then these people would at least have gotten themselves ready for what's coming. But see, they weren't allowed to go in. I told them that their garbage is of the devil, their baptism and all that. And wishful thinking, yeah. Would they have done it? That Leonard would have never allowed it. Neither would that Blumengard, Jake. Neither would that Mike from Summerfield. They're like that dog in a manger. We can't have it, just exactly what the Bible says. We can't have it, and neither are you going to let you have it. That's just the long and the short of it. But I was thinking how glorious the people would have been if they would have been allowed to get taught like you and I. What happened to us prior to the before we had them? We're just as blind as they were. We were out there groping in the dark, searching for something, and didn't even know where to begin looking. But the Lord, rich in mercy, brought us to this end time message, and he would have done the same thing with them if they would have only allowed it to go in there. But see, they're not even allowed to listen to us. They put them in the outfit as much as talk to us. But see, But see, we're just moving ahead. We're talking about that Gibb faction. But I'll tell you what, that Euler faction is 10 times worse. Because I'll take you back to back into the prehistoric hour, back in the days of Lucifer. God allowed Lucifer to be so corrupted that everybody knew exactly what he's doing is wrong. These angels back there. See what happened. Back in the prehistoric, God was testing these angels. First of all, he was testing these angels in Jude, and then when they found to be unfaithful, God chained them into everlasting chains of darkness, and then he destroyed that whole animal kingdom, that whole environment, that whole planet was completely destroyed, and that's where hell came to be. Then he created hell, and the way to create hell, he made a hollow inside the earth, and the mountains came to be, and the canyons, and the rivers. God can do anything he wants, but first of all, he tested those angels of Jude, the angels that kept up the first estate. He trained them into chains of darkness to be reserved for that great day. They're still chained up down there, and then now he's going to test these morning stars. He's going to test Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. And then Lucifer became so wicked that everybody knew that the things he was doing were evil, you know. But God allowed it to go up to the point where he as much as went and tried to unseat God. Mm-hmm. He went up and tried to take God's position. That's when God called him and checked, and he knocked him out and gave him a blow and sent him down to hell, where these angels and Jude were already there. And then what happened is all these angels that supported Lucifer, they automatically went with him. It wasn't even a question. When Lucifer fell, all these angels that supported him, they went down there with him. And to bring it in, and now we want to bring it into today's language, into today's, the picture, juke the picture in from way back in the prehistoric, bring it in today, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're being tested on a daily basis, see what we're going to do. And here we happen to have a bishop back in the day, Jacob Clanshauser. Mm-hmm. And he got so corrupt that you couldn't make a movie. If you didn't toe the line, if you didn't do exactly what he said, if you as much as opposed him, he got rid of you. He did the same thing down. He did it down in Rock Lake and then in Espenheim and different places. Everybody got and were afraid of him, and everybody knew if they tackle him, if they don't go along with him, they're pretty much done. And that's what happened back when that split came in. I'm just trying to bring everything from the prehistoric back in today, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He allowed that J. Kleinshauser to get so corrupted. Anybody, even a 6-year-old kid could see the things he was doing. Everybody that would oppose him, he would get rid of him, or he got, he threatened them. That's what he did. And then when he had to go back and apologize to that Pope, he's actually like, he operated just like the Pope did in the Dark Ages. They got many of them burned at the stake if they couldn't get him to recant and to go up to the Pope and apologize to him like he did with that with those kinks and back then. You know the story. And they just, here is the same thing. Everything, there's nothing new under the sun. Satan, he's up to his old tricks. He's trying to intimidate you to follow his diabolical leadership. And that J.K. was flat out a diabolical leader, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I don't even want to go into the wickedness that guy possessed. And everybody that has any brains saw exactly how wicked he was. And anyway, he went to the Supreme Court and all that stuff. You know the story. And then there came a day when they were having a meeting, and now they're going to see who's going to support the J.K. And who's going to be on his side. So there's a whole bunch of them. They went and they supported Lucifer, so to speak. They supported J.K. That's when that split came in. And all these people, they that support them, they're automatically get put in the outs. And to this day, they think they were doing God a service. You can't say nothing about that J.K. guy, those that support him, like mm-hmm. that Levi from Valley. You as much as say something about him, he thinks you're crazy. But see, it's the same old, same old. See, that system, that Hunter, I say, it cannot bear good fruit. It's mm-hmm. not a good tree. So eventually, as time goes on, everything comes to fruition. That system was not built on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That system that you go back, and you can only go back to Jacob Hunter, you know, and then I analyzed. I took everything to the microscope of Scripture, because Jacob Hutter, he was like a troublemaker, so to speak. Yeah, it doesn't appear that way. That Andreas Ehrenpreis and that Peter Riedemann, these were all Roman Catholic thugs. And they were working for the Roman Catholic Church. But now Satan, see, when Martin Luther put Roman Catholic Church out of business, mm-hmm. and just to live by faith. And like we were saying the other day, this is going to be eternal life. That's what Jesus said, that they believe in them whom I will send. He said Martin Luther that, and Martin Luther single-handedly put that Roman Catholic Church out of business. And 200 years later, they threw that Pope into prison. He died in prison. And see, and then along comes the devil. See, they didn't put the devil into prison. They put the Pope into prison.
That's right.
Because that's the vehicle that they use. Now here, the devil sits back, okay, you're not going to get away with it that easy. So he rises up, these holy religious people with a beard and a red coat and a black cat, and speaking very pious and very religious. And then what happened, Jacob Hutter and these guys, they drag the masses back into communism, mm-hmm. whether you like it or not. That Hutterite thing, whether it's Gibraltar, is just first-class, purebred communism. It's actually communism on steroids. It's the dark age on steroids. That's exactly what these holidays are. They lock people up without even a wall there, and then they take away their God-given ability to do what the Lord wants them to do. They can't navigate. They can't do nothing in there as far as serving the Lord. And I'll tell you, I got a number on that. And see what they're doing. They're robbing the people from moving on. And God, and like I say, it's not a good tree because the proof is in the pudding. What happens when they come to fruition? You just all it can produce is the Jake Kleinshauser number two, and that's all it can produce. And that Leonard, he's even worse than J.K. was. All he's got is tradition and the rules and regulations. And then that Arnold over there, Acadia, he apparently is the leader from that other group, and all he could come up. The old faith, you know, the forefathers. Your forefathers. I went and I read the Fox's Book of Martyrs. There's not one Wallman in there. There's not one Kleinshauser in there. They would just hijack the Fox's Book of Martyrs because I read it twice. They don't have the names in there in that Fox's Book of Martyrs. Just a little paragraph in there, maybe. Six or seven lines and a little paragraph about the Hutterites. That's all that's in that Fox's Book of Martyrs. That's all that's mentioned in there. And see, all we're doing now, we're bringing out exactly what happened down at that meeting down at Starlight Colony when they all had to make a decision. Are you going to support that criminal here or are you going to move on and try to do what's right? So anyway, they had a split, and you know the story. A lot of these people, they decided they're going to support this corruption to this day. And God looks at it, it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They were brainwashed. Yeah,
exactly. A lot of people, like if you would have, if these people would have been educated, like when you were in that Hutterite system, you're really not educated in these things. Maybe now it's a little different, but back then people were ignorant of really what J.K. had done. They only believed what somebody told them. If they wanted to tell people that he was a good guy, then people believed that he was a good guy. But if people did their homework and the research, they found out the facts were there that he was actually a crook. And that's what happened to me. Like I was still young when all that came about. I wasn't even 15 yet. And then when it came out, and we just automatically stayed where we were. And then when I came across that book that Gibb wrote, and I read through it, and there were some photographs taken of checks that he signed and everything. Like there was evidence there and the proof was there that he did these unlawful things. And then it dawned on me, this guy is really a crook. See, if a lot of more people would have done that, but they sent people around to collect these books that were sent out so people don't come to the knowledge of the truth. I guess God kind of set it up, and that I just happened to come across this book, and I read through it, and I said, well, this guy is a crook. Like, the evidence and the proof is there. There's nothing, there's no two ways about it. And I even told my brother-in-law, I said, this guy is really a crook. It's all here. And he said, oh, don't believe that book. I said, well, how can you not believe it when the proof is all there? The evidence is there. See, that's how brainwashed people can become. They just take what somebody says as the truth, even without going to check it out themselves. You know, that's what communism is all about, you know. They just follow what somebody is doing without going and checking it out, what the truth is.
And the Hutterites, they're so gullible, you can tell them anything.
That's right.
They believe because they look up to these people and they're nothing but agents of Satan. They're exactly what it says here. False prophets, false teachers, false religions, very wicked people. And they don't even know. That Arnold down there from Acadia, he's just kind of a simpleton. He doesn't have the capacity to think for himself. And all, then the only thing he has, he goes back to the old faith. Old faith. Well, the old faith were corrupt. I know exactly what that said, because I'm not just bleeding.
Yeah,
I'm not beating my gums together. I know what I'm talking about when I take a challenge and I go up against these guys. I read it the other day, not too long ago, that Jesus said before he went to the crucifixion, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And then I went to Revelation chapter 1, and guess what he said? He sent these seven angels. He's not going to trust this to a human being. He's going to send seven angels, and then these seven angels, they'll link up with an earthly vessel. Then the church age of Ephesus, that angel linked up with the apostle Paul, because Paul said, my angel is always before me. And the Bible says, Jesus told Paul, I'm going to show you what you're going to have to go through. You're a chosen vessel, and you're going to have to go through a lot. And your ministry and all that. And then when he passed off, and then the church age kicked in, the church age of Pergamos. And then they had their leader too. They had Irenaeus. He was the second church age.
Smyrna.
And then it went right down to the church age of Laodicea. And we've been seeing it over and over again, to the church age of Laodicea. There's only one messenger, as Brother Branham. And then when he died, that angel took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson, and all we're doing, we're just keeping this thing alive. We're not preachers. We're just holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the line, keeping the line on the truth that has been firmly established through that apostolic and that prophetic ministry. And here, God rich in mercy. I know these people, they were ignorant. Ignorant as a duck, and you could tell them anything and they'd believe it. If these people in the pulpit tell them this is black is red, they'll believe that black is red. That's what they're doing, and all they got is tradition, and that's it. And then we come along, and by God, rich and mercy, he's given each one of them an exit route. All you got to do is accept the invitation to the marriage supper of Christ, and God will wipe all your ignorance out. And you can read it over in Matthew 22, where God is sending out his invitation, come to the marriage supper, come to the wedding, come to that. And God is willing to erase all that garbage that J.K. and all these tugs over the years, Martin Luther, Jacob Hutter, and all these tugs, all they implemented in was more communism. You analyze that other, I think, it's first-class communism. It's like you volunteer to get yourself locked up into a Roman Catholic cloister and a Roman Catholic convent. That's all these colonies are, the Roman Catholic convents. But it's all in the name of religion, and it's all first-class deception. We took a look at it.
Yeah, because I used to know a lady that she used to go, was a nun, but then she decided she wants to get married, and she always said she likes to go to the Hutterites because it reminds her of a Catholic, the nun convents that they had when they were in the nunnery. It kind of reminded her of that, and so she liked to go because she felt right at home, because she was a Roman Catholic. She just decided she doesn't want to be a nun anymore. So these things, like the spirit finds themselves, you know, it's really the spirit behind it that drew her to the Hutterite colony, because it was the same spirit that was behind the non-convents. And then you can see that these things don't change because the spirit behind it. You just have to identify the spirits. And just like communism, like when I heard... we used to listen to Mark Levin all the time, and he talked about communism and socialism, and I thought, wow, how can he describe the Hutterites like that? Back then I was still quite green to know what all this means, you know, when you leave the colony and stuff like that. But I came to realize that he's describing communism and socialism, and I thought, how can he describe the Hutterites like that? And I realized that's what it really is. The Hutterite is really socialism and communism. It's not the what it says in Acts, all things common, and they had fellowship, because they're not believers. They're Hutterites. They're not Christian believers. There's maybe the odd one that is there, that is a Christian and stuff like that, but as a whole, they're Hutterites. It's a kind of an enterprise of things, but it's not a Christian community where all they have all things in common because and the fellowship around the Word of God because of what they believe. It's really they believe in a religious structure. That's what they believe, and they have claimed the Ulfaith as something that is theirs. And you know, it you cannot claim what somebody else has done for their faith. You have to have a personal walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, something that's personal to you, not what somebody else did in the 1500s and so forth. Like I know that Arnold from Acadia quite well, because we were kind of in his little district of German school teachers, and I used to go to these meetings, and he would emphasize the old faith or the forefathers so much, like those forefather books and stuff like that. And he thought that if people read those, they really earned their way into heaven. You know, kind of. That's how much he emphasized it. That's just a figure of speech that I'm using here. But that's how much he emphasized it. But what about your own experience? What has the Lord Jesus Christ done for you as an individual? What God did for those forefathers back then, that's what they will go and take to God, to the throne of God. But what will you? You're not going to go in the basis of what they did. That's not how it works in Christianity. What have you done for the Lord Jesus Christ?
See, it's like this. If you support corruption, a corrupt person, you're in the same boat, whether you like it or not. It's like the story about the bank robber. There was this little town, these people, they decided to rob this bank. So the two people, they went into the bank, and then they had a guy in the car, sitting in the car, and he was the escape route.
Mm-hmm.
But they caught these two people in the bank, and then the guy in the car, he wasn't in the bank robbing the bank. He was just a getaway car. He was part of their clan. He was part of their club to rob this bank. And when they caught him and they found that guy in the car, he's just as guilty as the people that were in the bank robbing the bank. And the same thing here. If you support that corrupt, that guy got so corrupt, I spent many a night, how am I going to tackle him? Everybody tried to tackle him. They came up from the South Dakota to see if they can tackle him. And they had to go home empty-handed. And then that Aspenheim poly, they tried to tackle him. And then that Ben from Rockley tried to tackle him. We just shut him down because you're dealing with the devil. You're dealing with the Pope. You're dealing with a spirit. And they just couldn't. They just, there's just no way they could put them out of commission. I saw all that. I was sitting back and I saw how corrupt he was and how he would control everybody. And I went into prayer. I prayed and I fasted and I sought the Lord on it. The Lord moved on me, like I told you some time back. He got me to go to this prayer meeting. And you got to go to this prayer meeting because you will not make it till you realize you're not fighting with that man. You're fighting with a devil. You're fighting with a spirit. And that's the only way we could. I went to this prayer meeting, and I knew if I go to this prayer meeting, I might as well commit Hutterite suicide. Your life is done if you can't go to a prayer meeting outside of the colony. Well, I didn't care anymore. I just knew if that guy isn't stopped, that whole Hutterite nation, he's going to sell it to the mafia. And he was ready to sell it all to the mafia. And I knew all that because my father-in-law told me all about their garbage. And I knew I got to do something. I went into prayer and fasting, and then I went to this prayer meeting, and then the rest is history. And then the Lord went to work because he had to find somebody that can touch the heart of God. See, these people that went up against, like that Ben from Rock Lake, he still didn't touch the heart of God. He went up against that vampire, right? that J.K. guy, and the same with these Espenheim boys. They went up against them and they challenged them, and then they had to go back home, and eventually they had to apologize because he put that whole colony in the outs. And they eventually, to get back in the good graces of him, they had to go and apologize for challenging him. Mm-hmm. And And then they had, when they had their big meeting, there were seven preachers that challenged them that didn't go along with them. Guess what he did? He got, they went back home and they got them to apologize for challenging him. See, that's just exactly how the popes operated in the Dark Ages. If they couldn't get you to recant, then eventually what happened? Then they burn you at a stake. And here, if he can't break you, then he puts you in the outs and you're nothing. And that's what he did with me. Eventually, they couldn't break me, so what did they do? They terminated me. And then, terminated from that Jake Langshauser group, and then I came back and, the story, and then that Jake from Blomegard, that Mike from Suffolk, they put me in the house. Mm-hmm. That's the same old, it's like that tree out in the yard here. 15 feet up, it goes into two trees, but it's drawing from the same root.
Mm-hmm.
Here, both these gibbs and these, they're drawing from the same diabolical root. It never was nothing because Jacob Potter, they were just antagonizers. They were just troublemakers. But yeah, the devil made it so that it looks holy and religious. They might even have got burned at the stake. It's just, that doesn't give them tell them that they're right. There's a lot of Muslims that die for their Muslim religion. And here's the same thing. When you go back and you analyze it, that thing cannot bear good fruit. It never was nothing. It was never built on that sheep, on that channel that God had designed. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them. And I was, all they would have had to do was do what Martin Luther said, that just shall live by faith. They wouldn't have to start up this community style living, because it's just a sleazy way from the devil to yank people back into communism. And that's what I say. These colonies, they're just first-class communism. And now, they make sure nobody else finds it. They lock people in there, and if you're not to challenge them, then they put you in the house, and you can't visit your family anymore. You can't do this, that, and the other. It's a thing in its own, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a world of its own, these colonies are. We're just exposing them, and like I say, my father and my grandfather, they would have loved to have what you and I have. But see, there's a price to pay. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose everything that you ever worked for.
Right.
And you're going to lose your family. That's what the Lord told me when he put me on this journey. You're going to lose everything if you work for me. It's exactly what you're doing. And he let me know you're not dealing with a person. You're dealing with Satan. And Satan, he's got a heyday in his colony. But see, we're just taking a rep shot. It never was nothing. And everybody that my Heavenly Father has given me will come to me. Somehow God's going to see to it that somehow there's going to be people that make it. But here in these closing days of time, he's given them a way out, an escape route. All you've got to do is accept the message for your day. That's always been. You accept the message for your day, and then God erases all these their false teaching and all that garbage that they're trying to brainwash people with. And all you got to do is come accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple. And then he raises that false baptism. See, their baptism, it's of the devil. And when they coerce these young people, they want to get married, so they got to go through this branding cattle. You know, you got to go through this shoot, and then they brand the cattle, and then they put the horns off. And that's what we did anyway back in the colony. The cast, they're up to a certain age, and they start, and they branded them, and then they cut the horns off them. And that's the same thing with that baptism. It's you coerce. They coerce into making the pact with the devil because they want to get married, and the only way they can get married is if they get baptized. And that baptism is of the devil. All you're going to do now with that baptism, you become another Hutterite, and that baptism, you make a pact with the devil, because it's a demonic baptism. It's instituted by Constantine and Iceron. From now on, everybody was going to have to get baptized in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he made that a baptism of Acts 2:38
completely obsolete, and then throughout the Dark Ages, all these churches out there, they're all baptizing in that diabolical satanic water baptism. And the Lord allowed us to see and put the lights on, and now we can expose it. It's nothing but garbage. It's nothing but Satanism in one form or another. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these people can preach, man, especially these oil around it. They got every man. They could preach actually pretty good, but there's nothing in it. The root is wrong. The tree is wrong. The tree cannot bear good fruit. Yeah. It's just that simple. Yeah. It'll just come up with more of the same, just more trickery and more deception. But at the end of the day, it's just a materialistic kingdom. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. That preacher, he owns that place. It's his kingdom. It's that Lord's kingdom down in Windy Bay. Over go to the Valley View. It's that Levi's kingdom. Go over to Bloomfield. It's that Dennis kingdom. Go over to Westrock. It's that Arnold's kingdom. Go down to Acadia. That's that Arnold's kingdom. And all it is a small kingdom here on this earth. It's got nothing to do with Christianity, mm-hmm. because that tree cannot bear good fruit. It's impossible that a bad tree can bear good fruit. And I know, I was sitting under my dad for 45 years, and he tried his level best to make that tree produce good fruit. Oh, he tried this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, he just could not make that tree produce anything good, because it's not a good tree. It's what the Bible says. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. You got to build, then it says, plant a good tree, then the fruit will be good. See, what you and I did, we went back and we found out God sent the prophet, and we got baptized in Jesus' name by immersion, and then we're planting a good tree. Now we got a good tree, and we're bringing forth good fruit. It's just that simple. That's you can't right. defy the Word of God. You can't go against the Word of God, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, the Word of God has the final say. So.
Amen.
So that's all we're doing. We're just mm-hmm. trying to bring it out. Bring everything back into today's language. These people, they thought they were doing God a service when they sided with that J.K. guy. Well, these people back at Lucifer, they thought they were doing a good deed too when they sided with Lucifer. But when God came on and called them in check, they all went with Lucifer. That's where all these demons come from. They can't mean nothing bad about them. They were just siding with that crook. The same thing here. They sided with that Jake Kleinsauser. To this day, there's people out there that are supporting him. But see, that's the test. That's the test that we had to go through to see God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all we're doing now here in these closing days, we're bringing it out and today's language and zooming everything in today. Today, it's exactly what happened back in the prehistory, because there's nothing new under the sun. What has been will be, and what will be has been already before our time. It's just that simple. For you and I, we got eyes out. We see it the way it is, the way it needs to be seen. And mm-hmm. that's all we're doing now. We're just putting it out there. If somebody has a hunger and a thirst for truth and for reality, well, you're just going to have to believe what we're saying, because it's the truth. That's mm-hmm. that simple.
Like, God cannot bless anything that does not come from Him. Like that water baptism in the titles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that does not come from the throne of God. Mm-hmm. It came from, Satan, by deception, brought it in. And that's where it comes from. And God cannot bless that. And He can only bless what He has inspired and put out. That will not return to God void. Anything outside of that will return, will not bear any fruit. That's why we read it over. You know, a good tree will not bear bad fruit, because it can't. It comes from God. And the same way a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. It's impossible. So if your foundation is not based on the foundation of Christianity, of what God has done, then it's not going to produce anything good. You're just working really for Roman Catholicism. I know they like to go and try to do missionary work in Haiti and in Africa, the Hutterites now. But in the end, really, the driving force behind it, it's just like the Catholics. They go and do missionary here and there. But it really, it'll never bear any fruit. I know they try to do something good, but, you know, it's really, if it doesn't come from God and it's not inspired by God, it's just going to be works. In the end, it's going to be burned up.
Same thing with back in the days of Canaan, but God cannot ignite, can't sacrifice because it's a pile of garbage. The same thing here. God will not okay what these Hutterites are doing, no matter how good it looks. He can only anoint what he's done. That's mm-hmm. one of the first things after the Lord saved me back in 1971. Then Gott thou will kein Werk belohnen, das nicht selber hat getan. Only thing that God can reward you for, if you have allowed him to work through you. That's that gold, silver, mm-hmm. and precious stone. And that's what I learned early on in life. If I go out there and do my own thing, I'm not going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been trying to do all my life. Trying to do, Lord, what do you want us to do? We'll do exactly what you want us to do. Be led and guided by his Spirit. That's why we're exposing these unfruitful works of ours. That's why we're bringing everything out here in the end time. Bring everything out in the open, spiritual wickedness in high places, because he said everything in the end time will come to fruition, and that other right thing is not of God, it's of the devil. And that Jacob Hutter, he was not of God, he was an agent of Satan, no matter how you look at it. Just that simple, we're just bringing it out.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we want to expose these things, Lord, so people don't have to be ignorant. I know there are a lot of people that they just follow the leader, and if the leader goes that direction, that's where they go. That's where they go. But they never stop and question, what is your will, Lord? What is your perfect will for my life? And we just pray, Lord, that you'll help people to come to that place where they can find out from God what God wants for their lives, Lord, and bring them to the truth, Lord, not to this religious structure that will at the end not bring them to life everlasting, but only what your word and what you inspire, Lord, will help people to reach that eternal shores of heaven, Lord. We just pray for people. We just that you'll help them, give them understanding, Lord, eyes to see and ears to hear, that they'll be able to hear, Lord, and perceive things and believe, Lord, your word, Lord, and what you have for this hour. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.